This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
At least 22 people are known dead in those fierce storms that pounded parts of the nation over the long holiday weekend. Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Kentucky hit hard. Jim Martin lives in Louisville, Kentucky. He says his daughter, son-in-law, and granddaughter were stuck in a car when the storm hit.
Trees were going down left and right, and hot wire came down, got stuck in their wheel well. They made it out, but they had to drive through the grass of a church.
He talked to WHAS-TV in Louisville. Closing arguments today in Donald Trump's hush money trial. He says he did nothing wrong, but he's charged with falsifying business records. The AP's Shelley Adler.
Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says the prosecution will turn to its paper trail.
The key here is showing not only Trump's influence over the payments, but his knowledge that they were being falsified, and not only falsified, but falsified to support the felony, and that is the election fraud.
As for the defense during closing arguments?
The hardest part for the defense is going to be convincing these jurors that the circumstantial evidence that supports not only Cohen, but the rest of the government's case is just not enough to convict.
Closing arguments are expected to last for much of the day, if not all of it. I'm Shelley Adler.
There are new worries this morning that there could be a second landslide in Papua New Guinea. The UN worried there may be a disease outbreak, too, at the site of last week's massive landslide. The UN thinks 670 people died. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says his government is investigating what he calls a tragic mistake in Sunday's Israeli strike in Rafah in Gaza. At least 45 people said to have died. This is AP News. Some ethnic communities are criticizing changes the Census Bureau's been making.
Representatives from a handful of groups say the government effort to revise race and ethnicity standards still don't go far enough. Advocates say Armenian, Black Arab, Brazilian, and Hmong communities in the U.S. are not accurately represented in the numbers the Census Bureau produces, and that could mean they're shortchanged when it comes to budgeting, health services, and political clout. An example, the Census Bureau added a new category, Middle Eastern or North African, but missing from the list of backgrounds were Black Arabs from countries like Somalia and Sudan. And Armenians. Advocates are hoping the subcategories are expanded before the 2030 census. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.